Good morning. I just gave this shoot. I'm at the airport about to leave for a plane, and I realized the recording was deleted. So I'm recording the shiur again. I'll do it very quickly. I apologize. So we are Masechet Kritut Daf Kaf Bet. We're starting here on the Amud itself. We've got here the Gemara stuff. We spoke yesterday. We had an opinion of Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet said with regard to the dam of Malchesh time of humans, there isn't even a mitzvah of parush, of separating. And the Gemara brings another Mishnah, another context in which Rav Sheshet said what he said. Now, there's not just out of context, but in a separate context. It was like this. This is what Rav Sheshet said. I had a detanya, yachol chere malchesh ta'ayim, ha'ochlo ve'belav. Could it be that if someone ate the milk of a woman's milk, it could be chaya, v'dinus kalbachome, maybe, ma behemet temeya, a non-kosher animal, shehi kalta b'maga. With regards to Maga, Rashi says, yeah, with regards to Zava and Nido, there's now a Zava and Nido with regards to treif animals. But yet, Ichmarta b'chalva, you aren't allowed to eat his milk. We machmir with the milk. Malchesh ta'ayim, sheichmarta b'maga'an, ain't no din, she tachmir b'chalban. With regards to animals, to humans, where we have got Zava and we have got Nido and we chamur and all those in Maga'in, shouldn't we also be machmir with the milk? Therefore, Tamur Abraham, zelachem ha-tamay, that's tamay. Zet tamay, ain't chalav. Mahal cheshtayim tameh ele tahor, it's tahor. And where it says, okay, maybe we could otzi lachalav, she'ain shavi b'chol, v'lo otzi adam shavi b'chol. So the shit actually adds in the previous line, v'ain chalav v'dam mahal cheshtayim tameh. We learn from that about the milk and the blood, which is tahor. Where it's like, maybe I understand milk, she'ain shavi b'chol, because you got kosher milk and treif milk, v'lo otzi adam shavi, but with regard to all dam is a problem. V'tamu lana, v'ze lachame tameh, zet mev'ain adam v'chalav mahal cheshtayim tameh ele tahor. Straightforward in the Gemara that the blood and the milk of humans are tahor. So now, Gemara Slakas Amar Allah, Rav Sheshet said on this, Afilu mitzvat parush ein bo. Here's where Rav Sheshet spoke. Afilu mitzvat parush ein bo. Not even a mitzvah to separate, nothing whatsoever. The Gemara is in a Mishnah like this. Tanat, we learned in a Mishnah, in our Mishnah, right? And it's a Mishnah in Chuli. Actually, most of this Gemara comes from Chuli. When you eat the heart, the meat of the heart, you got to cut it open and get rid of the blood. Lokro, if you didn't do it, ain't over love. You aren't over love, it's just a lechatchin and a bedievet. Amrav Zayir, Amrav doesn't agree. Says lo shanu belev off. Then halacha is only relevant with regard to level ben off with a chicken's heart. Why? Who have kazait? Because got a kazait. Of a leiv behemah v'diyesh more kazait asur. But the heart of an animal, which is a big animal, which got a kazait, is asur v'chein elav karet. So he says, yeah, that's a big difference. That when we spoke about that Mishnah in Chulin is about a small chicken's heart. A big heart, you chayv karet. What brings a brighter to challenge this? From our Mishnah. And the brighter we saw yesterday. Damat chol, the spleen and the heart blood and the kidney blood. Asur v'ein chayvim alav, and you aren't chayv at all. So Gemara is like this, kiketani ein chayvim alav, al dam delay. The Gemara says, no. Because that's a kashif. We said a second ago, that you chayev karet. And now we brought a bright, this is you aren't even chayev. So Gemara says, no. When we said aren't chayev, we're speaking about dam delay. What does dam delay mean? Dam delay, Rashi Avia says, the blood that's absorbed in the walls, in the meat of the heart. Because that is like nivla baivari. So Gemara, when Rav said that you chayev karet, he's talking about blood that was collected in the cavities, like stored in the heart like a vessel. So what are you talking about? Dam delay. Dam delay, would you explain dam delay, which means blood saturated in the meat, in the heart, that is dam evarim. And the Mishnah spoke about dam evarim separately. So what says, oh, according to you, me loktani dam klayot, loktani dam evarim. The same bright that we spoke about said dam klayot, dam atchol, and dam evarim. So he says, no, so what's the problem? Tani had a tani. The bright basically just, the tana taught the specifics and then gave a general. So to achinami here with the lev, tani varatani, the same thing, and the tani, the lev over here is dam evarim. So the Gemara says, okay, well, me alma, this blood you're telling me alma, mehechetaiti, ati, where does it come from? So I'm Rav Zaira, I'm a Rav, Mishraf Sharif. When the animal gets killed, shechted, right? So that blood, Rashi says, yeah, Mishraf Sharif really means to slope, to drip off, to fall down. But he says like this, Moshech Adam Mibarashchita Sheh Benishmato V'Konse Belibo. The blood, when as it's being shechted, the animal sort of like sucking, breathing, bat, it sucks in a bit of that blood into the heart. That is the blood. Okay, the next line of the Mishnah was, Dam Shoshma Yotzebo Chavin Alav. So we saw the machloke between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, and we said that the only blood that you chayev for is blood that the neshama goes out with. And Rashi said there, Chayavin alav means karet in the Mishnah on the Yeftes Amud. The Mishnah says, we've got to make a look at Itmar ezu dama kaza shenishama yotzebo, which is the blood that the soul leaves its soul. The shita changes tluabo to yotzebo. Rabbi Yochanan says, calls manche mekaleach, as long as it's showering. Like he says, mitipa mashcherit veilach, from the black dots or from the dripping and onwards. Now there's a shita mekubetet here, which basically brings a long explanation. Rabbi Yochanan's got an opinion that there's a few stages in the blood. As you shecht it, a bit of blood drops out, then it becomes black, then it showers, then red blood drops out again. Only the showering blood is the dam shel shema yotzeba. Reish Lakish says no. Reish Lakish says both before and after you got a bit of blood, not the black, but the reds on either sides, those are also dam shel shema yotzeba. So that's the Gemara's machloket over here. Rabbi Yochanan Amar calls man shemekaleach. Reish Lakish says mitipa mashchet veidach, from when the black drops are finishing onwards. Gemara says brings a kash a brighter on that. Medivay ezu dama kaza shel shema yotzeba, which is the blood that the neshama goes out. Gemara says calls man shemekaleach. That sounds like Rabbi Yochanan. Was in a yatzad damatamtzi, that excludes the blood, the dripping blood, because it just drips. So Gemara says, my love, afilu rishon v'achron reshotet tuk damatamtzi dami. Isn't the dripping blood before and after the kiluach also like the damatamtzit, and therefore not the dama kiluach, not the blood that the heart goes out with? In other words, supporting Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, to you of the Reish Lakish, this is a proof that Reish Lakish is wrong. Gemara says no. All we can learn from this bright over here of damak of kozman shem kaleach is to exclude that blackened blood. Aval dam rishon v'acharon agav dehu shotet hanam nevesh. But the blood, the red and the red before and after the kiluach, that would also be, could also be dama tamtzit. In other words, Reish Lakish could be right. We haven't put anything against Rabbi Yochanan, against Reish Lakish. Gemara brings another bright. Meitive ezu dama nefesh. What dama nefesh? So long as it's showering, yatzar rishon v'acharon, they exclude the blood before and after. Why? With no shushotet, because that's dripping blood. And on there, just 1 second, please. May Rav Haya telephone Itzik Iti, who him offer? I need him to push you. So that excludes the blood before and after. Tushar Reish Lakish. Amar lecha, Reish Lakish would say to you, tonight it's melchit tanaim. Tetani ezu dama nefesh. Which dama nefesh? Kol zman shemekaleach. Only when it's at the showering. And that's Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Shimon omer, mitipa mashcheret v'elach. And Rabbi Shimon says, and Rabbi Shimon says, no. Even from the black drops are finished, from afterwards, like Reish Lakish. So basically we can see, we can't prove anything. It could be after Reish Lakish, already is melchit amora, tanaim. Where is a brighter here? Tanaim Rabbi Shmuel. V'dam chalim ishte. Now this we learned in Sanochin Chulin, where we spoke about dam chalim, the blood of the cavities yishte can be drunk. Now you can't drink that blood. But we spoke there, we have that concept of diad shachat dam, the seven liquids there of machshir for tumah. So dam is one of them. That was the makor there, dam yishte, it's called a liquid. In fact, Rashi over here says, look at Rashi in the Pasuk, dam v'dam chalim ishte, dam hayotze min achalalim, klomar la'achar mita, karui mashke. After you've died, the blood that's in the cavity is called mashke. Pratadam kiluach, other than the blood that actually springs, showers out, because that's enu achamit, that's during death. Dazeh dama nefesh, that is dama nefesh. Enu kari mashke is not called liquid, but enu machshir et azra, and that won't be good for hechshir tuma. But the blood afterwards will be machshir tuma. So that Rabbi Shmuel said, like, dama chalim ishteh, pratadam kiluach, shenu machshir azraim. That excludes the dam kiluach, which Rabbi Yochanan says, what the shamay yotzaiba, right? And that blood wouldn't machshir, the other bloods would machshir. So now, it does right. By min Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yirmiyahu asks a question. Min Rabbi Zeira, hekiz dam lebahema, if you're taking out the blood of the animal, v'kibel dam abishtei kosot, you got 2 cups worth, mahu. What's the case over here? You fill them up. Al harishon divakol chayv. So he says, on the first cup, everyone says you chayv. Al acharon bim chayv lo, you chayv or not. Right, look at Rashi here. Al harishon divakol chayv. Why? The dam kiluach murabu, because that first amount of blood coming out has got an element of dam which showers out, and that is the dam of the chat of the nefesh going out. So there you got everyone agrees you chayav least a chatat. The question is, what about the balance of the blood after the kiluach is finished? So Amalei, so he says, the haplug Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. This is where the argument of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Itmar kiz dam lebehem vekibol dam b'shnei kosot. Reish Lakish chayav b'shnei kosot. Rabbi Yochanan mechayav elachat. Ani chayav once. Why ani chayav once? Look at Rashi there. Al harishon shdam kiluach murav bo. Because that's where the blood is and not the two. Now, the Gemara carried on and said, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'dama tamtzit. In the Mishnah, we saw that Rabbi Yehuda says, you are chayav b'dama tamtzit, which we can understand that he says that the dama tamtzit also includes a bit of the dama neshama. רצה אמר רבי לעזר, מוד רבי יהודה לעניין כפרה, שנאמר, כי אדם הוא בנפש יכפר, דם שנפש יוצא בו מכפר, ושאר נפש יוצא בו אין מכפר. Now, the two elements to the Dhamma Tamsit, to the Dhamma Tamsit, that we need kapara, we mishlech the animal, we take a certain amount of the blood, and we sprinkle on the Mizbeach. That's the blood we use for kapara. Now, we want the Dhamma Tamsit, out of the Neshama. We want Dhamma Kiluach, we want the blood we don't want the Dhamma Tamsit. So the question is, Rabbi Yehuda said Dhamma Tamsit is also Dham Shel Nefesh Yotzeba. Would he agree that you could use Dhamma Tamsit for the Mizbeach as well or not? It seems to me that he says, no, you can't. And Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, he's got a proof for that. He says, we've got a brighter, which turns out to be a Sifra. Right? It turns out to be a Sifra over here. That we'll see in a second why. He said like this, the Tanya, Dham, Matamud Omar, Kol Dham. The pasuk could just say Dham. In the pasuk it says there, it says Ishish Ben Shel Migar Gar Betucham Asher Yochal Kol Dam. Eats all blood. Why not just say blood? The fish name Marki Adam who benefesh yichaper. And the dam, I know about dam kochim shalefesh yotzebo shumichaper dam chulin dam atamtzit binayim. We don't know about the dinim about dam chulin dam atamtzit that they don't work. Talmud Omar Kol Dam, right? Only the blood of the kiluach. And the Gemara says, yeah, Stam Sifra, man. Who's the tan of the Sifra? Stam. Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. So we see that the Sifra says there, only Dama Kiluach, Dama Tamsit for Kapara. Look at Rashi there, Rabbi Yehuda, he almasvila, the Dama Tamsit, lo mechaper, min itzrich leribui mikol. Rabbi Yehuda needed the call over there to tell me, kol Adam, I'm chaya for, specifically, on the Dama Tamsit, but why I got that call? The call there is for Dama Tamsit, but not for Kapara. Okay, new Mishnah. Mishnah carries on. Rabbi Kiva Mechayev Asfak Sak Mi'il Hashem Talui. When it comes to a Me'ilah for bringing an Hashem Talui, right? Bringing an Hashem Talui for Me'ilah. If you are not sure if you were over on Me'ilah or not, getting Hanar for the Beit HaMikdash. So you bring an Hashem Talui. Chachamim put Rabbi Chachamim say, don't even bring an Hashem Talui at all. Umor Rabbi Akiva, she'enu mevi et Me'ilato. Rabbi Kiva agrees, you don't bring the Me'ilah, the actual money. Rashi says, yeah, Me'ilato, enu tzrich lavi et HaMamon. Let's say you got 1,000 shekels worth of value. You don't bring 1,000 shekels plus your chomesh, the knas, that you don't because it's a safek. You just bring a korban asham talui for the meila. Ad shi yitvadalo v'yavi imo asham vadai. And when you found out for sure that you were definitely over, then you bring an asham vadai, and then you bring your meila, the money with you, and then you carry it. I'm Rabbi Tavra, Rabbi Tavra says, Rabbi Akiva, ma'ala zeh mevi yishtai hashabot. Why are you bring 2 hashabot? You bring an asham talui now, and then an asham vadai later on? No, I've got a better suggestion. You bring your meila, you bring the money, and the chomesh, and the 25% penalty. V'yavi asham b'shnei shlaim, you bring an asham that's worth 2 shlaim. Rashi says, that you bar for the value of 2 shlaim. V'yomar, and you make a tenai. Im vadai ma'alti, ima definitely ma'al, zo meilati, this is my meila. And zo ashami, and this is my asham, and I'm done, deal. V'im safek ma'alti, but if it's only a safek, I'm not sure, so then the ma'ot, I'm not chayv yet the ma'ot, so I'll give it as a nedava. V'asham, and my asham becomes a sham talui. Why? Because there should be minshu, maybe al hoda, maybe al hoda, because the same animal, so it can be either way. So that's what Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Tarfon says to Rabbi Akiva. So now Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Tarfon, Amar Rabbi Akiva, and you're in Rabbi Meila Mu'ata. I understand what you're saying when it's a small amount of money. Hareshi Avodi has a fake Meila Ma'a Mana, but if it's a massive amount of money, like a Ma'a Mana, he says, Lo Yafelo Shavi Asham Mishtai Shlaim, you're going to bring with you $10,000 as your Asham, as your Meila, because you're Hana'a. And a 2 shekel korban or a 2 slime korban, a little korban, doesn't make sense. So he says, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva agrees, Rabbi Tarfon, now if it's a small amount, don't bring the asham talui now, bring an asham as a vada and the meal itself and make that now. Now the Gemara says as follows. We're on Kaf Bet Amud Aleph. Whew, I went through this in less than half the time. It took me 31 minutes in the shir, so thank God we're moving nicely. Tarabadan. The word said like this: Ve'im nefesh. What's the pasuk Ve'im nefesh? Now, just a bit of background. There are a couple of psukim in this parsha. The psukim start off talking about meila, and then it talks about asham talui and a chatat. So above is meila, and beneath the psukim below them are asham talui and korban chatat. So the Gemara now is going to speak about learning the orders. If we've got a psukim at the top, psukim at the bottom, do we learn the halacha from the bottom up to the top psukim, or only from the top psukim down to the bottom, or do we or don't we learn those at all? Another bit of background also is that the Gemara is talking about a chatat chaylev. The chatat chaylev is the classic chatat, because you're not sure if you ate chaylev, which is asur to eat, or shuman, the meat, the fat, which was mutar to eat. So it's called chatat chaylev. We'll see in a second, the Gemara is going to talk about a chatat chaylev. The Gemara is like this. We're discussing now this Hashem talui. Do you bring an Hashem talui for me'ila? So im ve'im nefesh, the bride says. They've got a pasuk nefesh. L'chayev al-safayk milut Hashem talui. Why does it say ve'im nefesh? The pasuk there says ve'im nefesh ki techeta, he made a sin, v'asta echad mikol ha-mitzvot Hashem. Asher lo te'asen, v'lo lo yada, he's not sure. V'nasa avono, v'ashem, v'nasa avono. He brings an Hashem, that's an Hashem talui. So Rabbi Akiva seems to say, dear Rabbi Akiva, Hashem talui, not a problem. And look at Rashi, u'le'el minei, b'asham me'ilot kemar b'v'yikra. Because above it, few psukim above, we're speaking about an Hashem of me'ilot. So two psukim down, we're talking about an Hashem talui, it means that me'ilot, you also bring an Hashem talui. Chachamim potri, Chachamim say, no, you patri. Why? Never had people. The Gemara said, okay, what's the mach with Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim? And the Kiva says, we do learn the psukim, the upper psukim, we spoke about Me'ila, from the lower psukim, we spoke about in Hashem Talui. Ramban Savrei, ain't Lemedin Elyon Mitachton, you don't. Amar Papa, no. The Kule Alme Lemedin Elyon Mitachton. Everyone says you do learn Elyon Mitachton. And how do we know that? Because the Imken, Safon Ben Bakar, Lerabanan, Lo Mishkachetla. Because we learned in Chulin, that a chatat and an asam you bring in the northern border of the Beit HaMikdash, in the northern area of the that's what you do the shechita. And there we learned that from a limud like this. So if you say Rabbanan don't learn Elo Mitachton, then how would they have learned this halacha? So we see that Chachamim do agree with that as well. Ela hacha hanu tam Rabbanan. What's Rabbanan's reason? Why are they cholok Rabbi Akiva? The patur. Why do they say that to patur? Right? Why? The Gemiri mitzvot b'chatat chaylev. And yeah, the Agora Bach puts in the word chaylev. Gemiri mitzvot b'chatat chaylev. I got exactly shava of chaylev. Ma'ala halen davar shechavin al dolo kreit v'ashkevato chatat. What is the exactly shava of the mitzvot? Right? It's in these psukim over here. We've got one in Vayikra Hei, one in Vayikra Dalet. We've got the Shogeg and Hashem Talui. So he says the exactly shava there is as follows. If you're going to have karet bezadon and shogeg bechatat, there they're going to bring an Hashem talui for safek. I've called davar shechavin al dolo karet, everything that applies like that, v'ashkiyato chatat, levi v'ashkiyato Hashem talui. And what's that come to exclude? La'afuke, says Chachamim, me'ila. Why? Because me'ila, there's no chavin al dolo karet, there's no zadon, karet. If you were over on me'ila be'mezid, you don't have karet. It's a lam, my mark, we don't have karet. Is it Meila? Rabbi Omer Mita. Rabbi says Mita. Chachamim Morim ba'azara. It's an azara. So therefore, Chachamim will tell you that this whole Gzera Shava here tells you that we don't learn Meila from Hashem Talui and Chatat. They're out the box altogether. The Gzera Shava is very limited. Rabbi Kiva Savar Ki Afinan Mitzvot Mechatat Chaylev Lachidu Afinan. Rabbi Kiva says no. We do include the Chatat of the Hashem of Me'ila in this Gzera Shava here of mitzvot. Why? He says, like this, Ma'ala halim bekavua, afkam bekavua. He says, the only limit here is that it has to always be a kavua korban. That's the Gzera Shava's limit here. Lafuke olive yored, as opposed to olive yored, which is tumat migdash, etc. There's a whole list of examples here. There, you wouldn't bring an Hashem talui because it isn't a korban chatat, kavua. So now, the Gemara says, okay, so basically what we've got over here is a bit of a Gzera Shava, which applies to certain elements and doesn't apply to others. The Gemara can call it a Gzera Shava lemechza, half-hearted Gzera Shava, to half things. The Gemara says, what, Ramadan Savre, ein Gzera Shava lemechza, Michlau, Rabbi Akiva Savre, yesh Gzera lemechza, there's a machloket here between them, do we learn Gzera Shava lemechza or not? The Gemara says, Ella, no. The Kula Alma ein Gzera Shava lemechza. So how does it work over here? Elo hainu taimud Rabbi Akiva. This is what Rabbi Akiva is able to learn the limud here, even though it's only a part Gzera Shava. This is like the pasuk says, the Amar Kra ve'im nefesh. There's a ve'im over here in that pasuk there you'd say. And the lower pasuk has got a vav. It's like a tag along. It says, ve'im nefesh vav mosif al inyan rishon v'yomad enu mitachton. He says that vav over there teaches you extra alochas and tells you that you've got in your rishov yama ego mitachton. We can go up, right? And tell us that meila is also an Hashem talui. Rabbanan sabrei tachton hu de gamar mi elyon la Hashem. Because and Rabbanan, what did they got their limud for? They also agree with this limud. They said no, we got a different limud. We learn tachton mi elyon, right? But we learned that to tell me that the amount of money for an asham is kesef shkalim, it is at the party, not in the picture at all. So basically, we've got a situation where there's no gzera shavu lemechza, although we'll see in the second Rabbi Akiva does hold a little bit of a gzera shavu lemechza, yeah? But that's not the machloket, and they each learn elyon mitachton, and they've got different aspects of how they learn the gzera shavu. Now, we skip a few lines according to the Shita Mekubetz, it says Rashi doesn't learn this. One, two, three, the next three lines. Go to the end of the line, the last word of Rabbi Akiva. Says Rabbi Akiva. So now, where does he get this idea here? How does he learn asham is a two shkali value? Because Chachamim learned it from the Gzera Shavu, but Kiva uses the Gzera Shavu for something else. He says, no, Hashem because of Shkalim, Nafkelei, he's got the super pasuk, which we always spoke about in Chulin, Mizot Rat Hashem. Zot Rat Hashem, they're all equal. Toracha, Tokol Hashemot, La Hashem, the Bekesev Shkalim, and Hashem is two Shkalim. He says, okay, Nuv Rabbanan. Right, so don't, why do Rabbanan need the Gzera Shavu? Why don't they use that limud there of Zot Rat Hashem? He says, Afagav, the Ktiv Zot Rat Hashem, they nonetheless, it's Shrich Lemichta Vim Nefesh. They need that Vim Nefesh. Why? Because that Zot Hashem would have been a problem on its own. He says, Vav Mosif Arishon V'ilameh Tachton Me'edu. We are going to learn. What are we going to learn? Because the Im is with this limud of Psukim from beneath to above. We still need to learn Psukim with regards to the Chata'ot and Hashemot. Nothing to do with Me'ila. The Im is Zot Hashem. If we just learn from the Pasuk on its own, so have I already thought, Ki Amin Atra'achat Kol Hashemot, when that Pasuk said Zot Hashem, all the Hashemot are the same value, Hani Mili B'Shar Hashemot V'Ra'in, that's when we talk about Hashem Vadai. This pasuk here we're speaking about is Hashem Talui, which is not a vada. You aren't certain about Hashem Talui, but when it goes to Hashem Talui, Kevan Dal Safek Chelev Kaati. What is Hashem Talui? And Hashem Talui really is coming on a Safek Chelev. What's a Safek Chelev? Safek Chatat. If it was a vada, I would have bought a Chatat. Now it's not a vada, so I'm bringing in Hashem Talui. Ah, so what really is in Hashem Talui? Hashem Talui is a Safek Chatat, right? Oh, and now an Hashem, we said, have to be two kesef, a regular Hashem. But this Safek Hashem is actually coming as a Safek Chatat, right? Mahavad, what would the Vada, if we definitely brought a Chatat, what would the Chatat value be? Chatat would be how much? But Danka. A Chatat you can bring for even a lesser amount, a Danka. The Kut Rashi Aviyah says at the bottom of the Amud, a Danka, he says, is a Ma'a Kesef, which is a Shtut of a Dinar, six of a Dinar. And he says that Lav Dafka, it's not Dafka this value, Ela Klomar, the Damim Kalim Ba'alma. So there's no minimum amount of money. There might be drabana, but right the minimum amount of a chatat. So a chatat can be a cheap korban. And Hashem has to be at least two shkalim. So we would have thought that Zotrat Hashem is only when we're speaking about Hashemot Vadai. But Hashemot Safek, which is a chatat Safek, are we going to make the Safek chatat worth more than the Chavarach Safek? So they would have thought that it doesn't work. Af Sveiko Hashem Bardanka. Therefore, Hachikat HaRachman Vim Nefesh. That's why we have this Vim Nefesh, right? The Vav Zifat Edon Rishon, right, to teach us that even the Safek Hashem Talui has to be at least two Shkalim. It works like this. Like Hanich, the man of Dari Zotrat Hashem. That works beautifully according to the person who agrees with this pasuk here of Zotrat Hashem. And the man the Lord Dari Zotrat Hashem, Michael, what are you going to say? The Shita Mekubetzet on Ot Yudalet on 14 there brings from the Gemara there in Chulin. He says, "In the man the Lord Dari Shpluktihi Beperek Kamed." Sorry, Menachot. He says, but Taimed, the Beperek Dam Chatat, Mashmed, Leike, Man, the Padig. It seems to be that no one there in Menachot even argues. Gemara is saying, not everybody agrees on this concept of Zotrat Hashem. He says, but we don't see that there. And yeah, a bit of a question on this one over here. So Gemara says, what are you going to say? Gemara is going to answer nonetheless. It says, there we learn from Yalip Erkha, Erkha, Hashem, Me'ila. There we learn that from Gzar Shava, from Me'ila. So Gemara says, okay, that's beautiful. But now you've taught me about an Hashem of a Me'ila. But what about Hashem Shifra Charufa? Lo kataba b'erkha. We can't use the word erkha to teach from the value because there's no erkha in the pasuk, in the parasha of Shifra Charufa. He says, no, don't worry, Liyal Finan, but I will another Gzera Shava. We can solve all these problems to get to all Hashemot have to be at least two Shkalim. Okay, the last halacha in our Mishnah. What are Rebekah? Rebekah agreed with Rabbi Tarfon that on a smaller amount you would bring an Hashem and the Me'il itself and make a Tnai. And in the Tnai there, part of the wording of the Tanai, look in the Mishnah in the previous Amr at the bottom, it said that if it's Vadai, this is the case. If the Im Safek, if it's a Safek, then this is the story. So what do you mean the Im Safek? Right? My Kamar, what do you mean Safek? Look at Rashi there, my Kamar. The second very wide line of Rashi. If Im Safek, what do you mean? Ha Pshita, the Safek Uli. You can't say if it's a Safek. It is a Safek. We all know it's a Safek. How do you say it? It's in the Amr Ravat Tani. This is how you're going to learn it. Im Besfek or Omed Le'olam. If I'm never, it was worse if not the im safek now, obviously safek now, but im safek, if I'm never going to ever get out of the safek, then Yasham Talui, שמימין שהביא על הודה, מביא על שלא הודה, then the ספק תלוי will be in a ספק ודאי. סוף סוף, כי מתייד אליי, בא לי תוי, עכשיו, in the day, when he would have to have known about it, he would have had to bring an אשם ודאי. So now, Rabbi says, from here, what do we learn? מדברי שתיים, from both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, because Rabbi Akiva gives Rabbi Tarfon that he can do this trick of a t'nai on a cheap אשם, on a cheap מעילה, and he'll mad אשם ודאי, and אשם ודאי, לא בא עם ידיע בתחילה. You don't have to have the idea. We thought that for some time, so you have to have the idea at the beginning and at the end. Here for Asham Vadai, you're bringing it, and you haven't got your idea at the moment you brought it. You only have the idea afterwards, once you brought the Korban, you already get it. It still works. Enough over here, and have a good Shabbos.